call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement to order at 5:30 p.m. in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. The secretary will call the roll. Do you need the roll call sheet?
It's okay, Ralph's not here yet.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Chair Issa?
Present.
Vice Chair Moore?
She said she should be on her way.
Tardy excused.
Senator Castro?
I think you need to speak to the mic.
Do I? Senator Castro?
Present, everyone.
Perfect. Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Packard?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
The quorum is present.
Awesome, okay. Moving on to agenda item 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda items 5A through D through unanimous consent.
So
moved by Senator Evans. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Saporito. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion passes and those minutes have been approved. All right, moving on to agenda item 6A, reports. Unfortunately, Director Taylor cannot be here and she did not submit a written report, so it's whatever. We'll do that next meeting. Moving on to agenda item 7, old business. There's no old business to be discussed. Skipping past agenda item 8 and moving on to agenda item 9, miscellaneous business. We'll be starting off with agenda item 9, 8 committee member reports. I'll start with myself. So just yesterday, myself and Senator McAndrews, even though she's not a part of the committee, we met with Associate Director Kokas to discuss the implementation of the ASUN Senate to Student Forum Canvas page. And this is something that I've been working on with Senator Evans as well, and I'm sure he might have some stuff to say about that in his report. And also for the record, once we move on to agenda item 9B, liaison changes and additions, I will be removing myself from the liaison position that she holds and handing it over to Senator Packard because her position is currently vacant at the moment. So, all right, we'll skip past agenda item 9A2 and moving on to agenda item 9A3. Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Yeah, just a brief one. So right now I'm just figuring out the logistics of an in-person meeting with my liaison contact, Austin Bailey. We've maintained contact. This in-person meeting will be our first one since the beginning of the semester, though. I'd also like to broach the committee about an event that me and Austin discussed the last time we met, which is the Discussions in Democracy Forum that we did last year. It was a type of forum that basically brought local government officials to the campus in a way that students could actually ask them questions themselves. I'm wondering if the committee is interested in doing this event again, and in what form we'd be interested in seeing it happen this year.
All right, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Castro? I should have said that about myself too. We'll go back to that. Any other questions?
No, I don't have a question. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no, it's unlocked there.
Okay, cool.
So we're just doing reports right now, and we just skipped past you because you didn't have a report, so we're gonna, I guess, go back to you then, if that's okay.
Yeah. Ready for me right now?
Let me announce it. Seeing as Vice Chair Moore just walked in, for the record, we'll be skipping back to agenda item 9A2, reports from Vice Chair Moore. Do you have a report to give?
Just a brief report, just a reminder about Constitution Day on the 17th. If you want to walk with us, we will be meeting at 11:15 at the Mackey Statue at the Quad. There is also, I think Jason sent it, Chair Issa sent it in the chat. And that's a link to our GivePulse if you want to volunteer to hand out constitutions. We have a bunch of them. Other than that, if you're interested in helping with the Vets Luncheon, we're seriously locking in on planning that in this following week. So you can reach out to me. That's all.
Thank you, Vice Chair Moore. Are there any questions for Vice Chair Moore? I have a question, actually. regarding the Veterans Luncheon, can you just give kind of a detailed report as to the latest updates on that?
Yeah. Sorry. So I met with Vet Services last Monday, and we talked about kind of what they really are envisioning for this event. And the goal is to work with Inkblot. We're hoping to get t-shirts and to do a banner. The goal with the banner is to get everybody within ASUN to sign it. So as soon as we can get that in, I'll be bringing it to Senate meetings and leaving it in the CSC office for people to sign. We have not decided on a vendor for food yet, but that should be happening in the next week. We're trying to get through Constitution Day first, and I'm working on reserving probably the KC Rotunda.
Alrighty, thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item 9A4, Senator Evans, do you have a report to give?
Very brief. I won't even read my notes. It's very brief. Obviously, you spoke about the Senate Student Canvas page. We're continuing to work on it. Want to make sure it's all fleshed out and everything is ironed out, so whenever we do get it going, it works perfectly. When it comes to my liaison contact, PR, Mrs. Sullivan, I've spoken to Chair East about it. I've spoken to the AD and a couple other people about it. She seems to be very busy right now. They're very overwhelmed with work. So I've spoken to her very briefly through email, and I'll continue to do so. But whenever I do get an actual official meeting with her, I'll let you guys know.
All right, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Evans? Nope. All right, now moving on to Senator, I don't think you have a report, do you?
Probably not. Probably not. Liaison, but.
All right, skipping past Senator Packer, move on to Senator Radke. Do you have a report to give?
Hey, hi guys. So this past week, Chair Isla, Director Taylor, Assistant Director Hatch and I had a meeting on how gun fitters in DC could collaborate. We talked about plans for how we could make an event that would help encourage marginalized communities to engage in our local politics and possibly run for ASUN themselves. So it's very new in the works. But yes, that's what we're doing. I'd also like to shout out the Government Affairs that I think I should come. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Senator Radke? Nope. All right. Moving on to Senator Saporito, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Senator Saporito, for the record, apologies, I have a cold. regarding my liaison contact, Matthew Little, I met with him last on July 15th. We had a really good meeting discussing the Service Learning Committee program coming with over 800 contacts. We discussed the general format for the OSLCE, the acronym for OSLCE. Scholarships and fellowships, and we discussed methods to promote service learning classes on and off campus. Matthew Little, for the record, is interested in presenting to the committee to describe how the office works. We'll be planning a second meeting with him soon, and we'll update you with more information once I receive it.
All right, thank you very much. Just give me one moment as I pull up the liaison positions before we move on to agenda item 9B. All right, moving on to agenda item 9B, liaison changes and additions. Like I mentioned earlier, I will be removing myself from Amy Kokas's liaison position and handing that over to Senator Packard. So with that being said, I motion to remove myself from the liaison to the Associate Director of Student Government, I motion to remove myself from the liaison position of Associate Director of Student Engagement through unanimous consent. Second by Senator Moore. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion is agreed to. And Senator Packer, would you like the motion to add yourself?
Yes. I motion to add myself to the liaison position of, what is it?
Associate Director
for Student Engagement with unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Evans. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion has been agreed to. All righty. Now, moving on to agenda item 10, comments and announcements. Does anyone have any comments or announcements at this time? No? All right, well, I just have just a brief thing to say. So shortly after this meeting ends, I will be sending out another bookings list just to have a one-on-one check-in with all of you. It seems like all of you are pretty engaged with your liaison contacts and all have a lot of projects to work on, and I'm very glad that's happening. Additionally, during the weekend, I'm aiming for around Sunday, I'm going to send an email to all of our liaison contacts, including the Director of Government Affairs and PR and stuff like that, just to invite everyone to give a presentation to the committee, just so we're all on the same page. We all know what, why they're a liaison with us and sorts of help that they might need in the future. So does that make sense, everybody?
Point of information, Chair Yusa. I know Speaker Ackland has vet services planned to come in and speak with the entire Senate body. Do you also want to invite them to speak to DCE specifically?
Yes, I would. All right, does anyone have any other comments or announcements to make? No? All right, then moving on to agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Thank you to Senator Luis Aguilar, Associate Director, Student Government. For the record, just a comment. I was looking at the calendar and noticed that it's voter registration day also next week. So I know that there's a lot going on. Just wanted to know if there was any concerns or thought about doing anything for that one. And it's public comment, so you don't have to answer. And then on, just for clarification, you gave a report, and so I didn't ask on time. Do you have a date, time, and place for the veterans luncheon? And you don't have to answer, it's just, again, if you could provide
can
that.
I mean,
it's not a back and forth conversation, but I missed my opportunity for that, so I just wanted to say it. Thank you.
I can talk to you after.
Yes.
Alrighty. Seeing that there's no more public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement on 5:24 p.m. on September 12th in the Rita Layden Senate Chambers and on Zoom.